We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Lumos Networks is now Segra. Segra is proud to support the West Virginia Mountaineers, and we're proud to be investing in the future of Mountaineer Nation. Segra is one of the largest independent fiber bandwidth companies in the U.S. Our new dense fiber network provides the solutions, speed, diversity, scalability, and reliability West Virginia, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Southeast have been asking and waiting for. All across our footprint, Segra is providing customers with local attention and the fastest, most reliable fiber network in the region. Call 833-GO-SEGRA or visit www.segra.com to learn more. We are Segra. Let's go, Mountaineers!
It's time for the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Get insight into your favorite West Virginia University teams and hear exclusive interviews. The Mountaineer Insider Podcast is presented by Segra. Segra, powering organizations of all sizes with state-of-the-art voice, data, and internet services. Now, let's go live inside our MSN studios. Here's your host of the Mountaineer Insider, Dan Zangrilli.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome into the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Hope you're doing well as spring is about to turn into summer and you're maybe outside enjoying time with friends and family, or you've downloaded this podcast on your Apple Watch. We're looking at our metrics. A lot of folks, big Apple Watch podcast listeners. Nevertheless, hope you're doing well. And if you like so far what we put out here on the Mountaineer Insider, as we get ready to get back to action, be sure to give us a like, a follow, 5 stars, write a review, especially on those Apple platforms. That's been big for us, and we're looking forward to getting the pod here up on the ladder more mainstream. Dan Zangrilli here in the air chair with you, and looking forward to our conversation with Patrick Johnson, Director of Football Operations on Neil Brown's staff. He's important, really important, and he would be important even if we weren't trying to come back from a pandemic. Yep, he is the brains, the brawn behind the operation. He does it all. Scheduling, coordinating, fixing, you name it, Patrick Johnson, as is the case with any of Director of Operations with any sports team. But for Neil Brown, he is so integral to the program's success. Looking forward to that conversation with Patrick Johnson. Well, why? Because, listen, the phased reopening is starting this week. Staff, they're getting back onto campus right now. Other coaches, this is the week. 2 week slots as we released on the 29th, the Big 12 did, I guess, for that matter. We're getting back into the swing of things. So the players are coming next week, June 15 through 29 for the football student athletes. So how are we doing it? What goes into it? How is it going? All of these questions, we have a ton of them, right? Patrick Johnson is right in the midst of everything along with football administrator and deputy AD Kelly Zinn. So we've had Kelly on the podcast a few episodes ago. She gave us some great insight on not only the facility situation, which WVU is navigating that, in addition to the pandemic. She sort of hypothesized at the time that we spoke a couple of items that would be going on. So that's, if you'd like to go back and listen to that podcast before this one, it'll provide you, I think, a pretty good reference point as we pick up our conversation with Patrick Johnson. The conversations are sort of intertwined, the one with Kelly a few weeks ago and the one that we're going to have with Patrick here today. So looking forward to it. So it's the how, it's the what are you doing, how are you navigating it, what are some of the biggest challenges, hurdles, all the questions that I think that we want to know here as outsiders trying to look in. Well, the purpose of the insider is to place you on the inside. So without any further ado, stay with us. Patrick Johnson, Director of Football Operations, on this week's edition of the Mountaineer Insider Podcast.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressured. Stills got him down. He sacked him. Darius Stills sacks Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field and Milan Pushcar Stadium.
Deion Field has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Season tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVU-GAME.
Join the climb today.
Welcome back to the Mountaineer Insider Podcast, all brought to you by our friends at Segra. Really informative conversation with Patrick Johnson that I hope you'll enjoy. Protocols for screening, social distancing, cleaning, sanitation, that's in the phase one, which consists of this two-week period for players and coaches. We are in the midst of it right now. Coaches, staff, June 8th through 22nd, and then June 15th through 29th, football student athletes. Both groups, they'll be tested for COVID-19 at least 72 hours prior to the return date, and the results must be negative before they can enter the facilities. In addition, both groups, they're going to follow all of the CDC guidelines for containing and stopping the spread of the coronavirus. So, who's at the center of all that? The Director of Football Operations. That's right, Patrick Johnson.
Well, Patrick, I'm not sure if you're the busiest guy on campus. You might actually relinquish that title to football administrator and our deputy AD, Kelly Zinn, but you're a very busy person nonetheless. Hey, thanks so much for taking some valuable time. First off, how are you and yours holding up? This is a crazy time, is it not?
It is, and I appreciate you spending a little time with me today. It is. It's something that I said early on that in our master's program, the sports administration and management, they didn't teach this in the textbook, so it's something that I was not prepared for in any sense, but everybody from our university, our staff, our players have handled it really well. It's been organized chaos, to say the least, but we've stuck together and are coming out of it on the better side.
So you're the Director of Football Operations, Patrick. If you could fill me in, say, if we weren't going through a pandemic or any return to activity protocols with the COVID bent here, what would you typically be doing? And now, what are you doing? If you could kind of compare and contrast normal versus the new normal.
Yeah, so we would have just gotten our players back on campus from their summer break about a week ago. So we would have started back workouts. Our freshmen would have just reported that same time. So we would have just we'd be in week two of our off season summer conditioning program. And the crazy part about this is Coach Brown and I, every May we sit down for a couple of days at a time and we plan out the year. We plan what we're going to do for the year, and it's our playbook. So we sat down last year and came up with our plan for this summer, and we thought we had a really good plan. And we were unfortunate and had to move that to next year. And so now what we're doing is it's almost similar because we're kind of starting to get the guys back. But it's in a voluntary manner. Typically it would be a mandatory, so we could spend time with the guys, on some film review, weightlifting and conditioning. And right now we're still meeting, all virtually, and we're transitioning to next week. We'll get our guys back in a voluntary manner. So, we're kind of getting back to some normalcy, but our coaches will still not be able to have any interaction with the players, just our strength staff, our athletic training staff, and our nutrition staff.
So what's on the docket? Can you break it all down as to what day one, day two, day three is going to look like now that you have all of the protocols that you have to follow with COVID?
Yeah, and so what we're doing, our player safety was the first and foremost. We wanted to bring our guys back. I think we're a little bit of a unique program. Our guys are actually never going to step foot in our building. From the weight room to meals, they actually will not, they'll never step into the push car center. We have our weight room set up in the concourse. Clay Marsh recommended outdoor exercise and strength conditioning, and we are able to accommodate that, so that makes us a little bit unique. So the guys starting on the 15th, we'll transition them into our summer voluntary session, if you will. So we'll continue with our virtual meetings, our team meetings, our health and wellness checks, and our position meetings. So we'll continue that we've been doing for the past 10 weeks, really, with the guys. But then in the afternoon, we'll have different lift sections. They're broken up into groups based off who they live with. They're small groups that they'll never change, and they'll have their own designated workout area. So that ensures that they're using the exact same every time they're there, exact same lift stations, fueling stations, their meal, their to-go meal. It's always the same touch point every time. So that way we're doing everything we can to help limit crossover. So they'll start that here on the 15th. We're still waiting word from the NCAA on when the mandatory session will come back. We anticipate roughly 4 to 5 weeks of this voluntary, and then at some point after that, we'll transition into a return-to-play model that the NCAA is working through.
What's been the biggest challenge that you think you've had to undergo here? Because as I understand it, and as Kelly and I were talking on a previous podcast, we're very fortunate. We have a spacious concourse that we're able to put squat racks outdoors at Mountaineer Field. So that wasn't, I guess, a huge hurdle. But having said all of that, I'm sure that there have been some bumps along the way. What have been the biggest hurdles that you've had to overcome here, Patrick?
It's really the getting the guys back. It's you've got right at 100 players that you have that'll be returning to campus, and it's really making sure that there's a really good line of communication to where we know their movements, to where I know when they're coming back in town. I have a general idea of where they've been. I don't need a in depth of that, but just some knowledge. That's really been the biggest hurdle is advising guys on what's the best route to get back, fly, drive, and making sure that they're safe coming back to campus, and then making sure we've had a really good policy on making sure that they had time to be here before we brought them around and got them back tested. So really the transportation piece for the guys, making sure that they had a good plan. And as you can probably imagine, 18 to 22 year olds aren't the best at communicating. If they got a car, they're really good at jumping in and going. So really making sure that we kept a really good pulse on them. Spent a lot of time on the phone, texting, calling guys, making sure I had an idea of where they were and what their movements were during this time.
Okay, so it's travel that's the biggest logistical issue here. So what are some of the tools or resources that you've been utilizing here through this? What other voices have been in the room that otherwise aren't normally you know, on your calendar to have conversations with this time of the year?
So obviously we're like most organizations, we've been using Zoom. That's a technology that I was aware of really because of our building meetings that we've had over the past 18 months as I've come on board with that. So I knew about it, but obviously we had to implement that for all of our meetings. So that's a piece of technology that was new to us and really going to be advantageous for us once all this settles down. It's going to be, it'll provide us an opportunity to still get together, to still work effectively, but have a little bit of time outside of a building for our guys to be away. From an academic standpoint, it allows academics to check in with guys during their three-month break, or excuse me, their three-week break in May that's traditionally there. So that's been a big piece of technology. We have a communication platform that we use that handles all of our calendars and organizational-wide. Primarily, we've used it for travel, for our scheduling, but they've done some implementations that's really helped with this time that I've been able to send out quick surveys within, and it generates reports. So that's a piece. The program's called Teamworks. So Teamworks allows me to send out forms to guys and get back. So I've really used that a lot, again, with going back to that traveling and finding out where guys are and getting addresses and things like that for when we have to send stuff to them. And it's really, it's been difficult because you can't see your guys, you can't be around your players. But coming out of this, we're going to have some really good stuff that we'll be able to use from a recruiting standpoint, from our day-to-day operations, from our academics that we've learned that's really going to help streamline our operation and allow us to have a little bit, give our guys and our staff a little bit more freedom when they're not in our building.
Patrick, how many people and players do you envision returning here? Do you have those numbers yet? And obviously when things become mandatory here in a few weeks, that's going to obviously change the dynamic there. So this is, I guess, yeah, a good trial run. What's the number that you're working with at this juncture?
We anticipate pretty much our entire roster being back at this point. We're probably at 90-95% capacity for that. Our guys are itching to get back. They really are. They want some interaction with their teammates. They want to be back around their roommates, and they want to be back around normalcy in football. So when this voluntary started to move and come about, we just took quick polls. Hey, what are your thoughts on it? And it came back just like we thought, with our guys are ready to be back in Morgantown. They're ready to get going. They enjoy probably the first 2 or 3 weeks of being away from us, but they're ready to get back. And I get so many calls or FaceTimes from the guy, hey, when can we be back? When can we be back? So they've been kind of chomping at the bit to be back in Morgantown and being around the team.
Who's helped you throughout this process, Patrick? Obviously, you're the director of operations, and I know that you have a lot of communication and dialogue with Kelly Zinn as the football administrator, but who are some unsung heroes that have really stepped up and you couldn't have done this without?
Honestly, it may sound crazy, but our players. If you have an immature group, if you have a group that's unable to communicate, that isn't bought in, isn't following the vision that we have for our team, this would be nearly impossible. Because it'd be easy to jump on the call, your Zoom calls, and then be done for the day. The way our guys have handled it, the way they've communicated with staff, the way they've really kind of attacked this pandemic, this new phenomenon that's going on, really, they've done a phenomenal job from communicating with us and doing what they're supposed to be doing, from academics to our nutrition, all of that. They've done a great job. Obviously, the administration's been unbelievable, not just for football, but our entire West Virginia student athletes. They're doing everything in their power to make sure our athletes are taken care of, they're in safe places. They've done a phenomenal job. From in our staff, our operations intern, Ryan Barrow, has been a big assist for me. He's helped with a lot of behind-the-scenes, some of the clerical stuff that takes hours, sorting and making sure you got. And then Will Johnson, our director of player relations, he's done daily communications with the guys. In a span of a five-day work week, he talks to every player, FaceTimes with them, so he helps keep a pulse on them as well. So those have been really the people that I've relied on a lot with communication of what's going on and making sure our guys are are in a good place and that they are, they don't need any assistance.
So everything's different, obviously, Patrick. What is most different, or what do you anticipate being most different when we get this thing back up and running?
Me not being able to run up to a guy and give him a hug as soon as I see him, just to be completely honest. We're you're around these student athletes so much, they become a part of your family. And so typically when we have those 3 weeks off in May, that first couple of days that they're gone, I'm like, man, I'm so glad they're out of this building. And by the time we get them back, like it's like I haven't seen you in forever. Hey, what's going on? Tell me, how's everything going? So that, obviously that's the first piece. But then just the precaution and safety. We'll be hypersensitive to our surroundings and making sure those guys are safe. And really, that boils down to making sure our meeting rooms will be different. They'll be spaced out more. They'll be in bigger rooms. And you really just have to adjust to make sure that you're following the protocols that have been set in place by the administration, by the state, by the university. And a lot of that boils down to one-on-one interaction. I think you'll see some things done. I know the NFL is working on a mask to help that you put on the face mask. So really there's a lot of different unknowns of what day-to-day protocol will be like. But the days of us, all of us in the team meeting room, that's going to look completely different. It's unfortunate because we love as a staff to share a meal with our players. For the time being, we won't be able to all sit down and have a meal together, which that's a big piece of who we are. It's a great time to really interact and be around the guys. So some of that stuff will look differently in our operations. But from the getting the work done and making sure we're progressing as a program from a leadership, from a football, from strength conditioning, from academics, it'll be done in a similar fashion, just in smaller groups.
Patrick, we started the interview that you mentioned when you were taking your master's courses that there was no textbook on this, or there was no lesson plan or dissertation or anything along those lines that you had to deal with as it pertains to pandemics or outbreaks. So in the twilight of your career, when you eventually one day become a professor and you're teaching an advanced level sports management class and you reflect on 2020, what advice are you going to give your future students here, if I could ask you that hypothetical question?
No, absolutely. It's funny. That's my running joke is when I retire, I'm going to go be a professor in college. So it's very adequate. So it gives me time. The first thing that I've learned is in my position as football ops, you're pretty flexible. You have to be able to roll with the punches. You know change is coming. To this extent, that would be the first is to know that you're going to get information, and it's not going to be as early as you want it. You're going to have to make decisions and move quickly. And it felt like at times we would get something that would come down from the NCAA and it would change within hours. So really just to be flexible with that. I've made more schedules that we'll never use in the past couple of weeks, but it's good practice, I would say. But then also is to make sure you have relationships with staff and players and administration going into it, because it's a tough time for everyone, and the greater your relationships are with the people that are around you, it'll help you through that time. And then the final piece of it would be just to always be ready for the unknown and unexpected things to happen, and to always have the program's best interest at hand, really, just because there's so much uncertainty. You can only handle what you can handle.
Well, I think everybody here at West Virginia and the football program has handled it quite well. I think you'll agree with that, Patrick, yourself included. So on behalf of Mountaineer Nation, thanks for your hard work behind the scenes. You're not out in front of the cameras or holding the press conferences, but you're certainly integral to everything that's going on with the football program and getting this thing back up and running. And I appreciate you giving us a look behind the curtain here on all of that today. So I'll let you get back to work because, again, you're one of the busiest guys on campus with this football team. So thanks again, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Good stuff from Patrick Johnson. Hey, we'll put a ribbon on it when we return, and stay with us. This is the Mountaineer Insider Podcast from Learfield, IMG College.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
All right, that'll just about wrap it all up. Special thanks to Patrick Johnson. Really good insight, and I think we're better off and we have a better understanding of how this is all going to work as Mountaineer Nation gets back in the saddle. 95% participation rate, by the way, as we sit here at airtime for the student athletes. That is a terrific number. Everybody back trying to get into the swing of things. We're going to obviously do so safely. We'll continue to keep you posted as it pertains to anything that Coach Neil Brown has to say, and we'll keep you updated. So until then, stay safe, everybody, and be sure to like the podcast, share it, maybe rate it, and give us a comment or two if you think we are so deserving. I'm Dan Zang. Really, hail West Virginia. Let's go Mountaineers. Talk to you next time right here on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
You've been listening to the Mountaineer Insider here on the Mountaineer Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. The Mountaineer Insider has been presented exclusively by Segra, powering organizations of all sizes with state-of-the-art voice, data, and internet services. And be sure to find the latest news and information on the Mountaineers at wvusports.com. The following has been a presentation of Learfield IMG College.